Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the date is the 13th day of the month of February, and the time is the Punstas time! Alright, so, what do we have? The time is now, what is it? 6:10. And, it's a time to take a big breath and relax and you know, put your feet on the coffee table, close your eyes if you're not driving, and if you're not driving,
there's no electricity. I don't know how they listen to you.
Don't worry, Roy's coming
from
the
cell phone.
Load shading.
So anyway, so you put your feet on the table. And tomorrow we should have had here Andre the hypnotist, but we're not going to have him here because, I'm going to hypnotize you. So listen. So what you do is take a deep breath, close your eyes, put your feet on the coffee table, and not if you're driving, and as well if you're married, you must keep one eye open. don't forget, you have to keep one eye open and listen
to Roy's words of wisdom.
Yeah, of wisdom. So my name is Roy Peretz, and my team and I will make your next hour happy. So we'll try to make your
next hour
happy.
So
who do we have here? So first of all, we've got with us the fifth porn star. I want you to welcome Sasha Star.
Yay, yay.
All right. Thank you. That was a very, very slow hello. Then, right, he comes to us from the deeps of Hyde Park. He's our coin memorabilia and electronic expert. I want you to welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
All right. Who do we have more from Top Cash at 96 Anton Drive? He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Ribon.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And I want to say hi to Eli.
Hi, Eli.
He's listening to us.
He's listening to us.
Especially.
Better than my wife.
So.
I mean, yeah.
You heard Eli. You're better than us.
So. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and SA best movie critic. I want to just say hi and applause to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
From our Senton branch, Top Cash in 96 Anton Drive. The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. Not that anybody can see me because I'm sitting in the corner.
Sitting corner, you'll never
get
married.
Well, no one can see
you
out there.
Works,
nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh. All right.
$1 million baby.
Yeah.
In the corner.
All right. So
nobody put baby in the corner.
So living in darkness is actually quite nice. You know, we have the light from our cell phone. Very romantic evening. Candlelights. I mean, just think about it. I mean, not knowing when it's going to end, it actually gives you some sort of a mystery. And am I talking crap now?
No, it's like in the old ages, you know, the middle ages.
You remember Flintstones? Wait, the Flintstones. Yeah, it's about...
We're
back there, 100%. So what do we have? So basically, you know where I'm looking at? I think we will remember those times. I mean, even if we go overseas, we'll remember those times because of the influx of newborn babies in about 9 months from now. You know how many newborn babies are going to be in 9 months from now?
And the weather is also helping the cause, eh?
The weather is helping the cause. It's very cuddly, kind of, the kid's not looking and I've got nothing to watch on TV. So come on, baby, let's light a fire.
What are you suggesting, Roy?
I'm suggesting, you know what, guys, I'm going to do some sort of competition. Whoever's going to give us the best names for newborn babies, like something to do with, we give them tickets that we're going to, we give them tickets.
You may get a change, are you?
No, I'm going to give them two tickets.
New Metro movie.
To whoever said the best.
Load shedding name.
Yeah, but let me give you an example of something we came up here, our guys. So we came with Candle.
Candle, yeah.
A candle, that's a nice. And for a girl, candy? What do you think?
Candy's okay.
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall.
No, what?
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah, well. No, I know. Elton John's got say? Candle in the wind.
Candle.
Candle. Candle.
So how do you call it?
In Hebrew, it's the same. No, no, there is a lady that called Candle. She's very famous, yeah. But it's candle. It's not candle.
Oh, right. And for boy, flesh? Light?
Light. Well, you've heard of Flash Gordon.
No, Flash, but this is Flash.
It is light, Flash light.
Yeah. And for, you can call a generator? A guy
Jenny?
For a girl, Jenny?
Jenny, yeah.
Shady?
Shady.
Yeah, for Lord Shady.
Shady.
Yeah. Shady, you can call him. You can call him, you know, Eskom, but in short, Esky.
Esky.
I don't know. So, guys, if anybody's going, oh, here you go.
In short,
I've got
short,
the power.
Excuse me. In short, Asi.
He said, I've got the power.
I've got.
That's what it says, Karen.
I've got the power.
I've got the power. All right.
I've got the power. That's a Hebrew name. So, listen, if you have a boy that his name is Eskom, you can call him Asi as a
Asi.
And Roy is, he knows why he's laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing at him. So anyway, we are the most stupid nation around because we're adopting ourselves. Yeah. What? There's another one. Karen.
Yeah.
Karen. So how's Karen or Karen? I don't know. Caryn. What is that name?
Karen.
Karen.
What'd she say?
Ner. I like it. I like it.
Hanukkah.
Ner is a good name. Yeah, I'm going to give you a ticket.
Wait, give them a chance.
No, okay, All right. We are the most stupid nation around because we're adopting ourselves. We make ourselves to everything that's happening around us. So, you know, we don't have electricity. So it's like a normal thing. You know, we think it's like all over the world, they don't have electricity. No, it's only here we don't have electricity. All over the world. You know, even if you look at the worst countries in the world, they are coming to get electricity. They're taking the electricity away from us. This is the problem. Guys, wake up in the morning. This country never had crime. Now we've got a lot of crime. This country, so what do? We used to have water. You know, the Val River water was clean. There's crap in the Val River water now. So basically.
Sewerage.
You can call it sewerage. Alright, well, let's see here, what is that? Hi, 9 months baby, name for a boy, Morrison, as in, come on baby, like my...
No, that's clever. That's good invention.
This is good, Benjamin. Good this is what... I'm going to read it again. Hi, 9 months baby, for a name for a boy, Morrison, as in, come on baby, light my fire. I love it, Benjamin. Really, really a good one. Keep them coming, guys.
Well done, and just to people that didn't understand, Jim Morrison is the singer of The Doors that sing,
Come on, baby, light my fire.
He was, eh?
Yeah, so what I want to talk...
And they keep on coming, eh, Roy?
Yeah, they keep on coming, so...
It's funny how you hit the right spot, Roy.
Yeah, the other one is Dude as Dude Chemish. You know what's Dude Chemish?
No.
Dude Chemish is
Giza.
But the sun.
Solar Giza.
Solar Giza. Solar heating.
Solar heating. So good. You guys are. So we say like this. Why did we, you took me out of
there. Wrapped up in laughter.
Yeah. So no electricity, we buy a generator. We buy an inverter. And you know what? We go and tell, we're so proud. We tell our friends about new equipment that we just purchased for the best of our money. My generator is the best. It can run the whole house. Really? You're crazy. You know, my generator can run the whole neighborhood. Really? Is there something wrong with you guys? Are you really something wrong with you? So the crime, let's say the crime is crazy. So what do? We, instead of, making something to stop the crime. Whoa, what do? We build another two rows of bricks on top of our wall, which is already like 8 meters tall. You make it 8.5 meters tall. We feel, we put...
Safe.
This, yeah, they hijacked another person in the neighborhood. No problem. We're going to put the electric fence. They hijack another one. I'll buy two Rottweilers. That's all we do. I mean, we're just protecting ourselves. We're closing ourselves. Yeah, that's what we do. Now they say they're not going to be water. So what do? Ha-ha, we're clever. We're buying two JoJo tanks.
Yes.
And we feed the water that comes from the rain, from the roof, inside the JoJo tanks. So here, government, nah, we are happy, we are clever. I mean, really. So at best, the government is sitting very happily, taxing our money. The municipality is taking our rates and taxes, the money. I mean, we're happy. I mean, look at this. Without delivering services, South African police services, there isn't such a thing, really. The taxes, instead of working for us, are working against us. And, you know what? Looks like some people are getting rich. We're getting poorer. Potholes are getting bigger, I must say. And, other than this.
And the distance between them gets smaller.
Yeah, the distance between the potholes gets smaller.
I think you're getting bigger. It's not the potholes.
What do you mean?
You're getting smaller. Smaller. It's not the potholes. Yeah, you're getting smaller, not the potholes.
It's getting bigger.
I recently saw a guy, it was on YouTube, sitting inside a pothole and having a jacuzzi. it was really funny. It was funny, but laughing about us on ourselves. You know, there's 17 million people getting grants in South Africa. I'm just going to, whatever. 17 million people getting.
I thought 17. You said 70 million people named 70. Grant.
Seventach. 17 million people.
But you know why we don't have electricity anymore and the water and everything. We used to complain, Roy, we used to always complain about service in Johannesburg. Yeah.
Service delivery.
So they said, you don't like the service, we're not going to give you any.
We're not going to. But I want you to still pay for it.
Yeah. You don't like the service, we won't deliver. Yeah. Service delivery. You know?
That's it.
So you know who is today 69? It's a good, that's what, yeah.
69.
69. Peter Gabriel.
Hey.
Wouldn't you like Peter Gabriel? Yes. I love Peter Gabriel. Salisbury Hill was his first.
By the name Peter Gabriel, we don't like him that much anymore.
Why?
He's BDS.
He's changed. He was very political.
No, he's have his own opinion he must keep for himself. And
you know what we're going to do? Let's put him for the last time because I already prepared him. Otherwise, I never put him.
I still love his music, but I don't like when people have these uneducated opinions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what? He's a singer, and he's not entitled to opinion. He's entitled to sing. Guys, enjoy the music, not more.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Peter.
Thank you, Roy. I think the big, most expected, most anticipated movie is opening on Friday.
Ooh.
It's called Green Book. It's already garnered many nominations and awards. It's up for an Oscar for Best Movie. It's one of the few movies I actually given a 5 out of 5 to.
Really?
I thought it was an amazing movie. It's directed by Peter Farrelly, and he's done a few Dumb and Dumber, and he's done Something About Mary. But here he comes to the party really cool.
Is it funny?
It is funny, Roy. You'd love it. It's about two characters. It's based on two real people. One is Mahershala Ali. And we've seen him before. He's an amazing actor. He plays a jazz pianist named Don Shirley. And Don Shirley went into the Deep South in 1962 on a concert tour. And he is a kind of society jazz pianist, played for all the very rich whites living in the Deep South. And you know, there was still segregation. There was still hostility towards black people and African Americans. And they published a green book. And the Green Book told these people where they could stay, what they had to do, so they didn't get into trouble. So what he did was he hired a big bouncer, a real roughneck from the Bronx who was out of work. And this bouncer drove him around. And there was this relationship between the two. At first it was very uneasy because they come from different worlds. Don Shirley spoke beautiful English, quoted from Shakespeare. The other guy, his name was Tony the Lip Vallelonga. And he's a real guy, and it's played by Viggo Mortensen, who is a great actor, and he put on a lot of weight for this. And all he does is beat up people.
Okay.
And Mahershala Ali is fantastic. And it's how these two get on during this road trip. And he gets into hot water, Don Shirley, because he goes to places he shouldn't go. And the Lip had to find him and bring him out.
You know, I think I've seen the trailer of this movie.
The trailer is great.
But the trailer was made quite a while ago, isn't it?
They've been punting this movie for months.
It's on DSTV, you can see it.
Yes.
They're running adverts about
it. That's right.
Okay, so I know what movie
you know, and it's a mesmerizing production involving these two diverse real-life characters. One is this roughly hewn chauffeur, and the other is this arrogant African-American pianist. And, I mean, Mortensen has charm here is as enormous as his stomach. I mean, he's huge. And his attitude, and he's handy with his fists. And he's got to protect this guy who doesn't understand, you know, what he's doing. And eventually there's this relationship. I thought it was a great movie, and I think it's going to do very well, you know.
I really hope so. I really hope so.
The other movie is a sci-fi movie set in the future. It's called Alita Battle Angel. I liked it very much. It's in 3D. Rosa Salazar.
Don't you find 3D a little bit
I
dark?
I find it very... Because I wear glasses, so I find it... You've got to put it over your glasses, and it is dark. And, you know, I'm not a mad fan of
3D. Let me tell you
3Ds.
Something. You know, the most wonderful movie... I mean, when we're talking about visually, it was Avatar.
Avatar
was amazing. Now, this and to see it on 3D was worse than see it on 2D.
Now, it's interesting you should mention Avatar because you know who made it.
No.
James Cameron.
Okay.
Now, Cameron's involved in this movie, Battle Angel.
Yes. Okay.
He had this idea 20 years ago, but he never got the time because he was working on Avatar to make it.
Okay.
So he brought in a friend called Robert Rodriguez, who's done Sin City, and he's done a couple of other movies. He's a very avant-garde side of movie maker. And he's put together, it's about a cyborg named Alita.
Okay.
And it starts where this doctor, he's a cyber doctor, he puts these different cyborgs together. He's got like a hospital. And he finds these pieces on a scrap heap. Now, these pieces are coming from a city above, which they don't mix with the lower elements.
Oh.
So when they get all these different machines, they just drop them in the scrap heap. And this guy finds this head, and he puts a body together, and it turns out to be this character called Alita with amazingly brown eyes. Now, as they put her through the computer and her brain starts working, she realizes she's special, but she doesn't know her background. She doesn't know who she is. So the doctor gives her the name Alita because Alita was this doctor's daughter who was killed many years before. And suddenly Alita discovers she's got these skills to fight. She's an amazing fighter. And the doctors put her together, and now she's out on her own.
She looks like a human?
She looks like a human. Beautiful body. You know, it's a motion capture kind of movie, like Andy Serkis, that they did for Golem and, you know, Lord of the Rings. So it was a real character, a real person, Rosa Salazar. And then they've created this face with these big eyes, and she's amazing. And what they have on the lower elements, they have a game called Motorball. And it's a very dangerous game. And if you win the motorball, you have the chance to go up to the upper elements where all the rich live and they have a fantastic life. And I must say, this movie really moves. The only problem I found, it was very long, Roy. It's over two hours. Very
endurance test.
It's an endurance test. but the inhabitants live in the shadow. There's a prime villain who guides them. And what is interesting is Mahershala Ali is in it too.
Is it?
He plays a kind of medium who channels the villain's emotions, and he looks after, and he's beautifully dressed, and he speaks so well. I mean, he's a really good actor.
I want to tell you that I'm watching him now in the new season of True Detective.
Yes.
And he is brilliant. I love him before.
Yes.
He's a very good actor. He already have an Oscar last year
of course
for
he did,
Moonlight.
Yes.
And I think he's going to get the second
it's
one.
It's interesting. It's going to be interesting.
One
I think
year.
Sasha will deal with
and
that.
And he is great. And the other thing I want to say that Elita is based on Japanese anime.
It's
Japanese comics.
That's right.
And that's why everything looks very weird.
Beautiful,
weird.
No, the nice person and make it.
Yeah, but Robert Rodriguez for me is one of the greatest.
He's a great movie maker.
Movie maker, a storyteller of our generation.
I mean, look at Sin City. Was an amazing movie. It was also from a graphic
novel. I like From Dusk to Dawn. I like Spy Kids. The Black Cube. He's a genius.
Those were the two big movies that are opening. The other is an Afrikaans production, which I don't want to talk too much about. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. It's called Live Lisa. It's a love affair between a guy who wants to become a writer And he has affairs, and he doesn't know where he is, so he takes time off on the coast, meets this fisherman, and in this little hovel, he starts writing. It's all a lot of rubbish. He loses the girl, he gets the girl, he loses the girl, he can't find the girl, he can't
shame
find
those
himself.
Those guys work so hard. Them are rubbish, all right. 0618951019. You can always join us if you have a nice joke, if you have something to say, if you, yes.
We've also got winners, which you've asked for. Yes. For names for yeah. the
we've got a few winners already. So.
So if you're going to New Metro, I just must mention that you're going to get a Mobi code. I will phone you. Sure. Vouchers are valid.
Peter will call you with the winners
with the Mobi codes. Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies, for regular and VIP cinemas by special arrangement with our show and Chai FM. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas as well as movies in their first week of release. But there's so many movies around that you can have a great choice. It can only be redeemed at cinema box office and not online. The winners need to present the vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting their tickets at the cashier. And the vouchers expire within 3 months. So there you go, Roy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is, so like I mentioned, 0618951019. And our SMS number 34519 will cost you about 50. So somebody said, do you remember our joke about the chick? What would you like? What is my choices?
Yes or no?
Yes or no? So this guy says, I was on first class SAA. They asked chicken or duck. I said, what's a duck like? She said, same like chicken, but it swims. Good one. Same like chicken, but it swims.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go for a little fun, and we come back in a second. What do we have here? Let's do that one. Eh? What do you think? We'll do that one. So that one, guys, listen to that. That's not bad.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
How's it, Sashi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm actually very good. I missed you the whole week. And we do?
We're going to start with some music because the Grammy Awards took place on Sunday night.
All right.
And there was some controversy around it, as there always is. This is because Ariana Grande, who was basically on every single poster for the event, decided not to attend, not to perform, not to be in the audience, nothing, because producer said she couldn't perform her new song, Seven Rings.
Hmm.
Now, I sort of understand that, you know, she wants to promote it. It's a huge event. The world is watching. It's music's biggest night. But I think it was a little bit petty that she kind of took that approach to it. Anyway, so Ariana didn't go. Instead, she was at home, and she decided to get dressed up anyway. So she wore her special Zac Posen dress, got her hair did, got her makeup did, and she basically did a photo shoot for all her fans. So they could, I don't know, maybe do the same as her. I'm not sure if the people watching at home get dressed up as well. But she also tweeted along. She was one of the winners, in fact. She won Best Pop Artist this year. And now Cardi B took home Best Rap Album. A lot of people saying, well, maybe she shouldn't have won. Ariana Grande was actually one who tweeted during Cardi's win with a whole bunch of expletives that I can't say. But this is because also nominated in the category was Mac Miller, who is Ariana's ex-boyfriend who died last year. So Ariana sort of said, listen, I wasn't being mean to Cardi per se. I was just angry that Mac didn't win. But a lot of people are saying, well, you're just this mean girl. You're just being nasty. Good news though is that South Africa picked up its third Grammy Award for the Soweto Gospel Choir. They picked up Best World Album. And I'm not sure if anyone's actually heard This Is America by Childish Gambino, but that took home 4 awards. So he was the biggest winner of the night.
He wasn't there on it as well.
He wasn't there?
No.
I feel like people just didn't come this year. Mm-hmm. It's a bit weird.
What do you mean?
A lot of the big stars didn't come to the Grammy
yeah.
this year, and I don't know why and what's the reason, but
Well, listen, so from one...
If they invited me, I would have come, I tell you. I mean, well,
you know, yeah, you know who was there.
Who?
Static and Benel was there.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
See, now you're going in the right direction,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because from music's bigger tonight in one part of the world, yeah, to the upcoming huge night in another part of the world, which is Eurovision, because we now know who is going to represent Israel. So Israel being host country, they've got a reputation now, they've got to follow Netta. Kobi Marimi has been selected. He's 27 years old, he's from Ramat Gan. He's quite pretty, I haven't heard him sing yet.
Oh, pretty!
Yeah,
he's got a very opera-like voice.
Okay.
Very big voice.
So apparently the crowd, the audience, wasn't such a fan of his. He wasn't such a fan favorite, but got in really well with the judges, and they even saved him in the quarterfinal where he was voted up and they brought him back.
Ooh.
So I don't know, we're going to cross fingers. Khan, the network, has already said that they have faith in him. They have no doubt that he will bring them the doubles. So then immediately after the end of the final on May 18th, they can start working on Eurovision for next year.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Really?
Big talk.
Big talk.
Big talk.
All right. You know what you didn't mention?
Yes.
What?
You remember? You know, it was
Brad Pitt.
Gerald.
Who? No, Leo.
Brad
Gerard
Pitt and Charlize Theron.
No, I was. Oh.
So are they
cut off his mic.
Are they doing
it? No, Brad Pitt actually this week, he was unfaithful to Charlize.
Oh,
he went and visited his ex.
Who's his ex?
Jenny from the block. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, oh,
she celebrates, not bad, wait, she celebrates 50 years old. Yeah, that's
what?
Bad.
What?
Yeah.
So he came, he went to visit her and Charlize wasn't happy about it. She called me and she for hours she cried.
50 years old. I'm still a myself. 50 years old.
Yeah. And she invited Brad Pitt to her birthday.
And he came.
And he came. And you went. The end.
Little.
No, no.
you bet. You know, he had birthday today. So, Gerald Norman Springer.
Yes, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, he's 75, you know?
Yes.
75, believe it or not. He said, you know what he said? He said, somebody once said to me, I had a face for radio and a voice for newspaper.
A friend, yeah. Wait, we're getting sidetracked.
No, okay.
Okay, so now.
Yeah, but I was upset you didn't mention Jerry Springer.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah?
Thank you for that, Leah. So the royal family, Meghan Markle's about 7 months pregnant, and lately she's become a victim, really, of social media.
Oh, I thought of Vescom. Yeah, all right, yeah.
That's the rest of us. So George Clooney has come to her defense. George Clooney and his wife Amal, of course, big friends with the royal couple. They were at the wedding. George denying that he's going to be a godfather to baby Sussex, but saying that Meghan is 7 months pregnant and she's been pursued and vilified and chased in the same way that Diana was, and it's history repeating itself, which I really hope is not true.
Who cares?
I care.
Why do you care? Why care about those people? They don't care about you. They don't care about us.
It's only because they haven't met me yet.
They have more money than the Pope of Christians.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't trust these people.
Okay.
I really don't care for them.
Okay, so we'll move along to some movie news.
Okay.
Because two big trailers have been released in the last few days. One today, in fact. So just a few hours ago, the trailer for Frozen 2 was released. It's our first look at
the sequel.
Which is coming out in November. It's ready this year. I think everyone with kids, small kids, are already regretting the end of the year, because I don't think Let It Go has ever really left their heads. Kids still sing it on repeat. So no doubt that the new movie is going to have very catchy songs as well. So that's coming out on the 22nd of November, and you can go and check out the trailer. All the main characters are back. So Elsa, Olaf, Christoph, Princess Anna, and apparently Evan Rachel Wood and Sterling K. Brown are also in talks to star. And as you mentioned, Liel, the trailer for Aladdin was released during the Grammy Awards on Sunday. A lot of mixed feelings.
Why?
So we got to see everyone. We got to see Aladdin. We got to see Jafar. We got to see Princess Jasmine. And we also got to see the most anticipated character.
The Eye of a Tiger.
The genie.
The monkey.
The genie.
The genie.
Now, yes. Will Smith is playing the genie. He has very big footsteps to fill. Of course, Robin Williams passing away and just made that character iconic. But people on Twitter, on every other social media platform, expressing their fear because they say that Will Smith's genie is actually terrifying. They say it's the stuff of nightmares, that they're just confused. They're making comparisons to Smurfs and Avatars, and they're hoping...
You know what he looks like?
Mm.
He looks like the genie, the animation version, but in real life.
I can't really see what's so peculiar. It's Will Smith. He's got quite a muscular body. He's covered in gold jewelry. He's got an odd ponytail thing on his head. But other than that, I mean, it's the genie. So everyone's saying this is the stuff their nightmares are made of. It's the scariest thing they've seen in their entire lives.
I mean, people are scared of
people are bored out of their, I don't know what. Are you scared of a movie? So don't go and watch it. Why are you making noise about it? Who cares?
More than this, people are scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Can you be scared of clowns? Yeah. It's supposed to be funny. I mean, I understand those things. What is wrong with you guys? Yeah.
And that's the Star Report.
All right, Star Report. Thank you so much. And. So, you know what? Let us hear a joke and then we come back. So just one joke.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
It was a guy that was stuck in a hospital in Durban and he was calling the downstairs and says, "Hey, but my wife is trying to jump off the window and I've got a problem. I don't know how to stop it." He says, "Look, I'm alone downstairs, yeah." And he says, "I'm alone here. I can't go upstairs and help you. And often about that, this is a domestic interference. I cannot help you with domestic interference." He says, "No, I want you to send maintenance." So what maintenance is going to do with it? He will help me out, open the window, my friend.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 6:47. We don't have too long, but we've got a few times. I just want to tell you something about my wife. I got home late, but you have to listen to this one. So I got home late, and I saw my wife crying. And you know, guys, when your wife is crying, you know exactly who's to blame. Now, so I was there, and I was worried big time. So, you know, as I got a little bit of, I was thinking to myself, must I go? Maybe I'll sleep in the car. But I was really tired and I thought to get to the bedroom, I have to pass through her. So there was nothing I could do. There's, I'll go back home, back sleep in the car, or I'll go through her and then, I'm to blame and it's a problem.
Face the music.
So I said to myself, you know what? Let me. So I slowly, like crawled next to her. I said, "Honey, why are you crying?" She said, "It's because of Hailey. She did you so bad." So, thank God, Hailey. Oh, it's all right. I went to sleep. So it was really, really fine. But let me tell you another thing. You know, we are so different between men and women. We actually, there's a huge difference between us. One day I came home with a jar of honey. And I dropped the jar on the floor. So if it's a woman, within a second, she pulls out, you know, the stuff. She cleans it. Looks cleaner than it was before. As a man, I was looking at it and said, "Ooh, my brother, what am I going to do? I've got this jar of honey on the floor. What do I do?" So what do you do? It's like 20 questions. So I call a friend. Now my friend is more idiot than me. He said, "Can I ask my wife?" He said, "No, I'm scared to ask my wife. She'll think I've done it." No, I don't ask your wife. Don't ask your wife. What do I do? Eventually, I got some, a little bit of nerve. I took my shoe out and I tried to clean it with my sock on my feet. I saw it didn't work. It just made the whole thing around. I said it didn't work. I jumped over it and I said, "You know what? I'm not going to say nothing and we'll see what happened." Anyway. you know, time goes by, I go to work in the middle of the day. My wife calls me and says, when are you getting home? Now, this is not a good sign when your wife calls you middle of the day and asks you when you're getting home, because you know you've done something wrong. And I know I've done nothing wrong. I actually know. And even if I did, what do I have to be scared of? I'm not scared. But I've done nothing wrong. And I really am not scared. But really, Eitan, I've done nothing wrong. And I'm not scared. Even if I've done, what do I have to be scared of? It's only your wife. I mean, what do I have to be scared of? So anyway, I went to the car and I was talking to and I stopped somebody in the street and I said to him, listen, I've done nothing wrong. I've got nothing to be scared of. What do I have to be scared of? I mean, I really have done nothing wrong. So, I said to him, what do you think? Have I done something wrong? He says, I don't know you, sir. I said, no. But listen, she calls me. She said that, when I'm coming home, what do you think? Have I done something wrong? He says, no, you haven't done something wrong. So, but even if I've done, I told him, I'm not scared. So he says, sir, you can go home. I'm sure it's all right. He says, do you want to come with me? I told him, do you want to come? He says, no. I said, why? Are you scared? He says, no. I said to him, we have nothing to be scared of. We've done nothing wrong. Anyway, so I was thinking, and then I remembered about the jar of honey.
That what, you're not to blame for.
That I'm not to blame for. So, I don't know. What do you say? Maybe she found out about the honey. That's what she called me. I don't know. But you know what? The life of a man is always a
stressful and questioning.
Yeah. Very stressful. Eitan.
Yeah. I want to tell you that today was a terrible day, basically.
Why?
Well, my ex got hit by a bus.
Why was it
and,
terrible?
I lost my job as a bus driver.
This is like my mother-in-law. You know, I went over my mother-in-law and then I went back on top of her again just to find out if she's all right. Yeah.
You know, what are the three words that we are horrified of hearing while making love?
I love you.
Honey, I'm home.
Although I love you, it's a problem too, huh?
You know, a math teacher. You know, our kids are very smart. So, math teacher asking little John, if you have 12 chocolate, give 5 to Priya.
Yeah.
3 to Sonia, and another 2 to Penya.
Penya?
Penya. What will you get?
Ashkenazim? What's
well,
a penya?
I don't know. They wrote by mistake penny, so I had to change it. So, what would you get? Little John didn't hesitate and said, 3 new girlfriends.
good one.
You know, tomorrow, what day is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes. What's the date?
14th.
Oh.
Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, Roy didn't have a Valentine for the last 30 something years. But let me tell you, I have a big problem.
Can I be a Valentine?
No. I have a big problem. I think, by mistake, I mixed the Valentine cards. And now, my wife will think I want to have sex with her. And my girlfriend thinks I love her. I don't know what to do.
problems.
But you remember the good old one. What you going to wish your friend that he's a single guy? Happy Independence Day.
That's Independence Day. You're right.
It's Single Awareness Day.
Single Awareness Day?
Yes. Suddenly you're aware of all people who are single. Because they're upset they didn't get Valentine's.
Let me tell you, I wish... No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
That's nothing really special about the 14th of February, for all that I know.
What do you mean nothing special?
You don't have to have a girlfriend, otherwise you're doing something...
No, you don't have to have a girlfriend, but I say it's highly recommended...
Yeah, if you're married, but if you're not...
Good one. So this is Rod Stewart. I'm going to almost finish the show with him. So, I don't know if you remember that one. Have you ever seen the rain? And today it's raining. And Eskom. So What do you think about The Rain? This is Rod Stewart. Quite an old song, but...
Always a good one.
Always a good one. So, Eitan?
Yeah, I would like, first of all, to wish a quick recovery to my father-in-law. I didn't mention it. He had an op today, so he's okay, thank God, but everything hopefully will be good. Happy Valentine's Day to whoever wants to celebrate it. And, well, for me, Shabbat Shalom. I will not be here tomorrow, so we'll talk next week.
So we're going to talk next week, and I just want to put the song that finished our show, because you know, it was a good show.
Not next week. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Roy and friends. Roy will be here. I will be here. Moshe will be here.
And Peter Feldman will be here. So I don't know if you like that one, but this is The Doors, and it's our ending sign. And thank you so much. Have a lovely, lovely evening, and, yeah. You're gonna stay along with your wife.
Be good to each other.